Next patient is Harold Hobson. That is H-O-B-S-O-N, Hobson. H-O-B-S-O-N, Hobson, B as in boy. Hobson Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D. Date of date of birth is 10-20-51. Date of visit 3-8-22. Please make a copy for Melinda Newcomb. M-A-L-I-N-D-A. Newcomb is N-E-W-C-O-M-B-E. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph. This present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who initially went for a cardiac stress test, and apparently had a PET CT done, which showed anterior mediastinal mass. Mediastinal mass, which was suggestive of vascular lesion and or mediastinal density. A CT chest was suggested. The CT chest was done without contrast on 3-3-22, and it showed a 47 millimeter mediastinal, I'm sorry, anterior mediastinal mass without calcifications, and vascularity could not be determined, and there were no pathologically enlarged lymph nodes in the mediastinum or the chest, and the upper abdomen was unremarkable. There were minimal emphysematous changes in the lung fields and no effusions. Few sub-centimeter bilateral granulomas were seen, which were calcified. Further evaluation was suggested. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, can you also mention, the patient denies any chest pains. He has no fevers, chills, denies cough or hemoptysis, and denies any reflux symptoms, nausea or vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history of coronary artery disease. Status post coronary artery bypass grafting. Times four in 2000. He also had a right rotator cuff surgery in 2000 and a cataract surgery in 2009. Carpal tunnel repair bilaterally, as well as trigger finger surgery. The patient had previous history for pneumonia and history for kidney stones in 1971. and 82. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of breast cancer, father died of a heart attack. One sister has cancer. Next paragraph, medal list included carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID, lisinopril 5 milligrams a day, pravastatin 40 milligrams daily, doxycycline 100 milligrams daily, carbidopa, levodopa 25-100 milligrams daily, gabapentin 900 milligrams daily, and cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams a day, and multivitamin and B complex. The patient adds nitroglycerin PRN. Next paragraph. The let's see, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, allergies, none listed. Next. Review of systems, the patient denies recent weight loss. He has fatigue and he has had cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, hematuria. No asthma. He has a cough and some shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, no heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has no anxiety, no depression. No easy bruising. He has muscle aches and twitching. And denies seizures or headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly, male alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, no lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 72, respiration 16. Temperature 97 to weight is 157, saturation 95. HEND abnormal phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat is clear. Next, supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with distant breath sounds. There's no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no mama, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Symmetries. No edema, no calf tenderness. No skin lesions. Reflexes 1 plus 2, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next impression, number 1. Mediastinal mass etiology undetermined. Number 2 is history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, probable underlying COPD. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Also advised to see thoracic surgery to evaluate the anterior mediastinal mass. And the patient will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN for shortness of breath. And a copy of his recent labs will be requested. And a follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melinda Newcomb, M-A-L-I-N-D-A, Newcomb, N-E-W-C-O-M-B-E-M-D. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.